Baker.com.
Good morning in Baker County, I-10 West at State Road 121. We're looking at a wreck. You'll see it on the right side of the highway. And in Duval County, 295 South at Wilson Boulevard, there has been an early morning accident. Lots of rain, especially this morning, our high 64 degrees. This evening, the rain clears, partly cloudy, and overnight the low will be about 40 degrees. Right now, 57 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Senate leader Mitch McConnell says he will put up for a vote the Democrats' proposal of a Green New Deal. A record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind payments for their automobile loans. And reporters say the reason why they're so distrusted is because of President Trump.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
So I'm still waiting to see the news coming from the media that the El Chapo probably had some sort of investigation, collusion with Trump, and the reason why that if he doesn't, they're going to try to go to a higher court, I'm just waiting for somebody to blame it on Trump.
Yeah, well, he gets blamed for a lot of things. Don't know if he's going to get blamed for El Chapo, though.
Yeah, wait, El Chapo. Anyway, wait till we get into the clips where the media, by the way, most of these are liberals, of course, think that they're all getting a bad rap because of President Trump. We'll get into that in a few moments. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB, the three fastest hours, all the way with you to 9 a.m. What's interesting, it's going to get into the upper 30s, maybe low 40s tonight, as you reported, but the cold front's coming through now, but it's not going to get like freezing cold. The high is going to be what, upper 50s, lower 60s maybe?
The high today will be 64, so mid-60s.
So it's going to get colder actually throughout the morning.
Yeah, colder and a lot of rain too, so bring an umbrella with you.
All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's get on with the big national news. President Trump says that from what he's seen, and some people say that he may veto this, could be another government shutdown, but the president says that he's not happy with the latest border agreement between Democrats and Republicans.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled because we're supplementing things and moving things around and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less, really from far less important areas. And the bottom line is we're building a lot of wall. Right now, we're building a lot of wall.
Now, let me stop there for a second. As you know, on this radio show, we call it both sides. You can spin whatever you want. Sometimes when we spin it, Roger, we preface it. But we report the news. He says we're building a lot of wall. That might be the definition of the eye of the beholder, according to John Roberts from Fox News.
The president says there we're building a lot of wall. What they're actually doing is they're renovating or replacing existing wall that really isn't up to standard. And here we have a game of semantics where if you have an old house and you knock it down and you build a new house on the same property, have you built a new house or is it still the existing house? The fact is that they haven't built any new length of wall, and that's what this appropriation would do. There's also talk.
All right. So let me spin this, but I preface this. Is a new wall being constructed? You could say yes and no. They are replacing existing fence, which much stronger barriers, some would say parts of concrete, whatever the definition of the wall is.
Right.
I understand where he's coming from with a new house. You tear it down. Are you renovating a new house or are you building a new house? Could you not say both?
Yeah, you know, you can say both. But if the area they're repairing right now, if it's crumbling, if it's falling apart, and they're putting up more sturdy, you know, new construction, that's actually building a wall, in my view.
Okay, so I just ask, is it in the eye of the beholder? The latest border agreement, do you think Democrats are unhappy with it? Maybe so more on the Republican side. Lawrence Jones from CampusReform.org, also Fox News contributor, says not one, but both parties have dropped the ball. This bill and the lack of funding, Democrats say there's a lot more funding, will do nothing to address the problem along the border.
What this bill is symbolic of is both parties aren't really willing to solve the problem. This is a total waste of time. This does not fix the border crisis. This does not get immigration reform. What this does do is give both parties some type of political cover so they don't have to shut down the government because they're not willing to roll up their sleeves and act like adults and get this done.
Yeah, he's calling it out. Both parties have dropped the ball. Even the Democrats, Sarai Patel was on Fox News. He's a Democrat strategist. He says Dems aren't happy, huh?
But compromise is when both sides are unhappy about something, it probably means you've got to some level of compromise. In this case, look, I'm not satisfied with this increased funding. I'm not satisfied with no hard caps on detention beds for ICE and more funding. But at the same time, I think nobody wants to shut down the government again.
Wait. Detention beds, this is what it's all revolved around? Here's the question I ask you that North Carolina Representative Mark Meadows from the Freedom Caucus kind of points out. The originality was from $25 billion, $5 billion, maybe a compromise of $3. Now it's $1.3 billion, and we act like it's a big victory?
I don't support it, and I don't like it. I can tell you that only in Washington, D.C. can we start out with needing $25 billion for border security measures and expect applause at 1.37. I mean, only right. in D.C. is that a winning deal?
Only in D.C. $1.3 billion out of a $4 trillion budget?
Here's the deal. The arguments on both sides, in my view, are probably just some political posturing. Yeah, $1.something billion is not anywhere near as much as the president needed, but he's got, as we reported on the show, $55 million in sequestration funds that he has access to. So
that's if he does it.
It sounded to me like on the earlier clip, it looks like he's probably going to.
He could go down that road, but they're not talking about it much, so we'll see what happens. The Labor Department, again, another great read for The Economy, says that job openings surged to a record high, the highest level they've not seen since that in the 2000s, Roger. And again, the National Federation of Independent Business says 35% of small business owners reported job openings they could not fill in January.
Yeah. And that's good for people looking for a job because they can pick the one that's going to offer the most money.
By the way, we always talk about, well, what about all this government, increase here? The deficit now, the debt has reached $22 trillion, according to the news reports as of this week. $22 trillion. So there's any saving grace in the Labor Department pointing out these job openings? Federal vacancies fell by 32,000 jobs. So I guess they could fill any federal job.
they're looking for workers. Hey, offer more money.
They're looking for workers. By the way, what is we hear from a lot of voters out there about, Russia collusion, this and that. We haven't heard much about it lately, Ed. What's going on? Well, I'm glad you asked. According to a Senate Intelligence Committee, and some will say, well, aren't the Senate that's run by the Republicans? Actually, wait till you hear the clip from MSNBC, where both sides, there's a bipartisan report that says they have not found any Russian collusion out there. So I wanted to pull a clip from MSNBC because some will sit back and say, well, this is bipartisan. Not according to MSNBC, Hallie Jackson and Ken DeLeon, I think that's how we pronounce his name, they say they don't see any collusion, and even some of the Democrats can't find any as well.
We want to get to some breaking news right now. NBC News exclusive reporting on the Senate Intelligence Committee, their investigation into Russian election interference and what they have and have not uncovered. NBC's Ken DeLanian has just jumped in front of a camera to join me with his new reporting. So, Ken, what are you hearing? What are you learning?
Hallie, after 2 years and interviewing more than 200 witnesses, the Senate Intelligence Committee has not uncovered any direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. That's according to sources on both the Republican and the Democratic side of the aisle, Hallie. And careful viewers and readers will note that Senator Richard Burr, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee who leads this probe, essentially said that in an interview with another network last week. But what I've been doing since then is checking with my sources on the Democratic side to understand the full context of his remarks, because that was essentially a partisan comment from from one side. But this is a bipartisan investigation, and what I found is that the Democrats don't dispute that characterization.
Characterization. Let's go a little bit further. The Washington Times this week reports that the panel conducting the bipartisan investigation, again, has found no evidence of Russia fixing the 2000 election. And so MSNBC played that clip. Rachel Maddow took issue, says, but she tweeted out a story from Mother Jones, which is not the most conservative publication, but okay, it's Mother Jones. By the way, who is Mother Jones? Anyway,
somebody's mom.
Yeah. Where the Senate Intelligence Committee, she says, disputes the claims that the Russian probe found no collusion. In fact, they say that the president is terrified of what they may find. But as the Times points out, Democrats were hoping for a conspiracy charge, hopefully by Robert Mueller, giving them a roadmap to go along with impeachment proceedings. Now they face the question what to do if Mueller doesn't find any type out there. The answer could be that House Democrats will have to do the job by themselves and rely on themselves to come up with something that Mueller may not have found out there. So this is an interesting take on what's going on. Again, no Russia collusion. We haven't found any. Yes, there's been indictments of those lying by Paul, by General Flynn, by Paul Manafort, but those were the dealings that they had with Russia before the campaign. Again, I want to remind everybody, you can read the reports. If you want to talk about anybody that did have proven track record of Russia collusion, it was the Podesta brothers, mm-hmm. who were lobbyists for the Russian government out there. Hillary campaign, which paid for the dossier of Donald Trump. And let's just be honest here, Russia. I mean, Russia, Roger.
I've been
everybody
worse.
Was in bed with Russia. Does it make it right? Maybe not morally right, but show me the legality of it.
Mm.
And just show me where the Russians fixed the votes. Again, if this is the way it went, then how come Hillary Clinton won by almost 3 million votes? I keep asking that.
Yeah, well, lost by 3 million. Well, she lost the election, but had 3 million extra votes.
Yeah, excuse me. She lost, but she won. No, well, she got more than 3 million votes. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. You know what? Interestingly, Ed, I think maybe the Democrats are coming to their senses and realizing that going down this path of going after the president over Russia collusion, where there's no evidence there to back it up, is only going to cause his popularity increase, making it harder to defeat him in the polls in 2020.
But some of my Republican friends are emailing me throughout the day, believing that this is going to tip back the House to the Republican side with all of these investigations. I don't think Republicans lost last year because of investigations. It was a bad year for the House Republicans out there. I don't know whether they came across maybe the retirements, new officials, they weren't happy with them. It's just sometimes it happens, mm-hmm. but they lost maybe because they didn't proclaim enough about the good economy. I don't know. But to me, they didn't lose because of investigations. I don't think the Democrats are going to lose because of investigations 2 years down the road.
Yeah, absolutely not. And, you know, the interesting thing is if they even try the impeachment thing, yeah, they could impeach in the House. They've got the numbers to do it.
Yeah.
But the Republican Senate's not going to go for it.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
If you're in Duval County, 295 South at Wilson Boulevard, there is a crash this morning. No problems on I-95, I-10, or Butler Boulevard.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
At AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, we stay focused on just two things: our customers and our employees. I'm Dean Black, local AAMCO owner. Of course, there's nothing more important than taking care of every customer to make sure they get their repairs done right at the right price. And we can take great care of our customers because we hire great people and we treat them well. That's how we deliver extraordinary service to our customers. Visit any of our seven area AAMCO locations where we'll happily provide a free review of your repair needs. Looking for a new opportunity? please apply. We're always looking for new professionals to add to our teams. And at AMCO, you're off on Saturdays and Sundays to recharge and be with your families. Yes, AMCO is a great place to do business because AMCO is a great place to work. Find the AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care Center nearest you online, AMCOJacksonville.com.
AA, MCO, AMCO Transmissions.
Lots of rain today, especially in the morning, a high of 64. This evening, the rain will clear and partly cloudy then. Our overnight low 40 right now, 57 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A bill to arm Florida teachers passes its first committee along party lines in the Florida State Senate. President Trump says he's not happy with the proposed border funding agreement. And a Senate Intel Committee report says there was no Russian collusion in the 2016 election from the Trump campaign.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Hey, good morning. 18 minutes after the hour, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. This is Talk Radio WBOB. More with the news stories going on. As you know, Roger, coming up, less than a month away.
Okay.
Tallahassee, Republicans, Democrats, look out for your back pocket. No, actually, some would say it's going to actually be more of deregulation going with the ways of Governor Ron DeSantis and what he wants. But one of the big, some would say controversial. It's always controversial when it's conservative. You ever notice that? Controversial environmental move. Controversial education proposal. A controversial move on education funding teachers. Well, it did go along partisan lines as being reported, where a new gun measure, I don't know if you could call it that, I guess, Roger, but a bill that would allow teachers and staff to carry guns in public schools as part of a panel commission has made its recommendation in the month of January this past year. They have made this commission panel, or the panel commission, excuse me, has released its findings. Republicans say they plan to take it up as a full vote coming up in the legislature. It did pass. Right now, there's committee hearings going on in Tallahassee. It passed its first committee along party lines, which could be one of the most heated debates coming up in the 2019 legislative session. Senate Bill 7030 expands the Guardian program. This is created by last year's post-Parkland bill, which would allow school staff can volunteer to carry guns on school grounds. So it passed party line vote. Now, Ed, you say, well, the Republicans run everything. Well, in the state Senate, they barely run everything, maybe 4-5 swing vote. What do you think? Is this going to be totally partisan here, Roger?
It probably will be partisan to a large extent. Totally, I don't know for sure. But I think when it comes down to public perception, I think that as long as the teachers are properly trained and they go through rigorous training, maybe even the same training, at least for their gun use as the police go, I think people will go along with it.
You know, I'm going to be kind of curious to find out. As you know, Clay County, many other counties throughout the state of Florida, Clay County, for those of you listening, is in Northeast Florida. Excuse me, right next to Duval County of Jacksonville. I wonder if the state bill is going to mandate that they have to hire the sheriff's office to have resource officers, or will they allow, which, I I'm all for local control, which would allow the school board to create its own police force.
I think that the school boards will be allowed to create their own police force if that's something they want to do. It's already kind of baked in. Many counties in the state already have that. The universities have their own campus police.
Sure.
They go through the same training that the, or at least similar training that the local sheriff's offices have. They should work, I believe, in consultation, however, with the local sheriff's departments.
When it comes to trusting local institutions, let's say like your local media, wherever you may live, the Palm Beach area, Orlando, there's all these major markets, Tampa, Northeast Florida, and Jacksonville. Do you trust your local institutions? Do you trust your local newspapers much more than you do your national media? What about local institutions? If there is a local business owner compared to somebody, and it could differentiate between what state you may live, one state's more conservative or the other. More people, according to pollster Robert Griffin, don't buy into all the national hype that the media, oh, this national institution should set precedent over local institutions. Clip number five.
The idea, right, that
One of the things that we consistently see is that when you ask people about trust at different levels, they still do trust local institutions a lot more than they trust institutions that feel far away from them. So if it is the case, right, that there's just simply less of these local institutions influencing people's perceptions of what government is and what government can do for them, then that's sort of a problem long term.
Now, here's a question for those of you out there listening. Do you trust your local, I mean, a paper like the Times Union, which has been around for so many years, the Orlando Sentinel, the Miami Herald, South Florida Sun Sentinel, do you trust, I mean, that's considered to be a local institution, okay. Is it not, Roger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you trust your local publications much more than the national media? If so, why? And if not, why?
You know what? I do believe people do trust their local media more than the national media. The reason why, the reporters, the people giving us the news stories, they live in our community. They're people that we know.
Okay.
People that we go to church with. And then when there's a story that breaks, it's not like something happening all over the, you know, the side of the world. It's something happening right here in the local community that we may have seen happen. And we, you know, that's pretty accurate the way they reported that. And there's like a verification that they're telling the truth.
Roger, if you are a voter out there, one of the biggest complaints that we hear, it's kind of a trick question, but I think you'll knock it out of the ballpark. What is one of the biggest complaints? Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Independent, or Republican. It doesn't matter if you're local, county commissioner, city council, congresswoman, congressman, elected leader. What is probably one of the biggest complaints you hear from constituents? Not to be nice, I'm telling you, what's the biggest complaint you hear from constituents?
That they don't respond to the things I care about.
They don't listen. Survey says. Okay. I've been watching too much Steve Harvey Family Feud.
ding, ding.
No, but I think you were correct. According to TheHill.com's Jane Smith, voters and elected reps, not Republicans, elected leaders, need to do a better job when it comes to communication.
To that, right? There's certainly, you know, gerrymandering is a thing, and the sort of concentration of Democrats in cities is definitely a real phenomenon, right? But at the same time, there have been studies done recently looking at whether members of Congress can accurately guess the views of their own district, and the extent to which they are wrong is shocking. You would think that this was the most vital thing for a congressman to know. Do my constituents agree with the position I've taken on an issue, right? There are lots and lots of errors, and particularly conservatives, Democrats and Republicans both tended to get this wrong. They both tended to imagine that their constituents were more conservative than they are, and Republicans by a larger margin. So I think one of the things we're seeing is actually the signal isn't even coming through at the district level. Mm-hmm. You know, people are not actually reaching their congressmen in sort of a broad way so that they're getting a fair or average view of what their constituents.
Now, what she is saying, why do they always talk in a low voice like that? I mean, I don't understand that. But anyway, what she's saying is that there are a lot of people, like, if you're a Republican, you think that all your constituencies or your constituency are conservative. And that's not always the case.
Right.
They may have supported you because some Democrats may think back and go, hey, I'm a little bit more moderate, or Republican, vice versa. She says a lot of the elected leaders, doesn't matter what you are, don't listen to the constituents. And then she says, which I think is also accurate, she says a lot of constituents do not do a good enough job implementing their own views to their elected leaders.
Yeah, you're supposed to sometimes write your congressman, show up at the town hall meetings of the state rep, let them know how you feel. And, you know, if you're an elected official, you got a tough job, especially at the legislative level, because on one side, you're supposed to be answerable to your constituents, but the reality is once they get there, they have to listen to the party leadership, or they don't get any committee assignments, and they have to go the way the party leadership tells them to vote on the various bills.
You know, President Trump says, you know, this past week, the media doesn't report anything good that they have done. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting take. He's always fun to listen to, entertaining. But yet the reporters are out there saying, because as you know, the numbers have shown consistently, and this was probably going before President Trump got into office, but the news media is heavily distrusted. Think Progress, which is a liberal publication, the editor, Jody Enda, says that the public perception of the media has tremendously suffered, but not because of the reporting. Some cases, she says, maybe, but the majority of it is because of President Trump.
I think the perception of journalists today is sadly terrible, and the perception isn't always the reality, but we have to deal with the perception, whether it's true or not. And in some cases, certainly it's true. I think the case at the Lincoln Memorial that you mentioned, not only did journalists jump to conclusions, I think the entire public jumped to conclusions. I mean, this was a social media phenomenon.
Okay, so she admits, remember at the Lincoln Memorial that had to do with the Covington Catholic School where the Indians, American natives came up and claimed that the Make America Great Again hats, that they started it, the kids were wearing it. making fun of the American Native Heritage history, which was not true.
And a lot of the facts didn't come out. And the perception really creates a problem for us. Journalists have never been all that popular. I mean, in my entire career, we've never been popular. But things aren't good now for many reasons. And one of the reasons, frankly, is the president.
Well, wait a second. She just admitted that journalists have never had that high of a positive rating. But if it's really suffered a major setback, it's all because of President Trump. You know, this kind of reminds me, I've been a news reporter for so many years. I've been a political reporter, education reporter, covered court cases, you know, a local city reporter. I've been an editor, publisher, and God blesses me, and he gets all the credit. But having said that, this is no different than you hear from the left claiming that the problem going on in Virginia is because of President Trump, when the problem with Virginia is the elected leaders in Virginia, the race comments, sexual misconduct. If you want to beat up President Trump and how he calls the media the enemy of the state, I don't care. Knock yourself out. But you can't sit here in one sentence and go, well, we know that journalists have always had low approval ratings, but it's really heavily suffered over the last few years because of President Trump.
Distrust of the media, Ed, is nothing new. It's been going on for a while. I think if there's anything new, there's probably a stronger dislike for the media now.
We have conservatives that differ with our media stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think that it should be more slanted one side or the other.
They want us to be their activists is what it is.
Coming up next, millions are being delinquent on their vehicles in a great Trump economy. How can this be? We'll have that story. Mitch McConnell says, put up or shut up. We're going to put up the Green Deal to vote, and we want to get all you libs on record. This is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 South at Wilson Boulevard, there's a wreck this morning, and I-10 West at US 301, another crash we're watching.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
A very rainy day today, 64 the high this evening. The rain will clear and then partly cloudy with a low of 40. Right now, 57 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at WBOB.com.
We'll take your calls here in a few moments. Don't forget you can download the radio app. Listen to us on your smartphones, your Android phones as you go on your way to work or sitting in traffic. Just go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. Download the app. It is free. Again, that's WBOB.com.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he's not happy with a border wall deal, and the president says he is weighing his options, studying details of that bipartisan agreement, but on the surface he says he's not thrilled with it. It includes only $1.4 billion for a wall, not the $5.7 billion the president had requested. New York City police detective fatally shot, so-called friendly fire incident in Queens. Police Commissioner James O'Neill says it happened last night as officers confronted a robbery suspect, turned out to be armed with a fake gun. Lawyers for a Mexican drug lord vowing to appeal his conviction in federal court in New York City. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Right now, Dow futures up 58 points, S&P futures 5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning on I-295 south at Wilson Boulevard. There's a wreck. 10 west at US 301, another accident. And if you're headed toward downtown on I-10, you'll begin to slow down at Lane Avenue, and it remains backed up all the way to Stockton. Today, there's a 90% chance of rain, mainly in the morning, and a high of 64. This evening, the rain will clear, partly cloudy, and a low of 40. Right now, 57 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on payments for their automobile loans. Reporters say the reason why they're so distrusted is because of President Trump. And Senate leader Mitch McConnell says he will put up for a vote the Democrats' proposal of a Green New Deal.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. As the reports say, Democrats seem to be kind of fuming right now, Roger, because Mitch McConnell is calling them out, whether you support the Green Deal or not, whether you think it's going to go anywhere. Mitch McConnell says, hey, let's put up or shut up, as Democrats are fuming because the senator says that he wants to put all of you guys out there that support AOC's Green Deal, we're going to put you on notice out there.
We can deliver a Green New Deal for America.
Climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life. For us to combat that threat, we must be as ambitious and innovative in our solution as possible.
That's AOC, but do the Democrats really want to vote on something that may or they may not have read what's inside the bill? Special report, Brett Baer.
The Green New Deal rolled out today. In its original form, it was this way. The Green New Deal will build on FDR's second Bill of Rights by guaranteeing economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. It includes these bullet points: domestic energy through clean, renewable, zero-emission sources by 2030, major increases wind, solar, power, comparable tax breaks, modernize U.S. infrastructure, upgrade homes and buildings, create an economic safety net for frontline communities, and expand high-speed rail so broadly that most air travel would be rendered obsolete.
Now, the only thing that could be wrong with this here, Roger, that it was more of a resolution. They haven't proposed a bill. So now the bill that they may try to come forth with, they'll probably get rid of some of the most startling information that may kind of fuma, you know.
Yeah, let's
end. They're fuming Democrats saying, we like your proposal, but this is a little bit too much.
Yeah, let's end aviation as we know it today. Nah, it's not going to happen.
So McConnell says they want to let the Democrats head into a 2020 election. The question is, do they want to vote on destroying oil, gas, coal, auto, health insurance, steel industries, raising trillions in taxes to pay for it? And he goes, let Democrats explain to their base why they voted against it, or swing voters why they voted in favor of it.
You know, there may be an argument saying we can modernize our transportation infrastructure, maybe bringing out more electric cars. But this bill, the proposal they've got, is going way too far in most people's opinions.
The latest border agreement by Republicans and Democrats, only $1.3 billion. Went down from 25 to 5 to 3, now to 1.3. President Trump said he's not happy.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled. Because we're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less, really from far less important areas. And the bottom line is we're building a lot of wall. Right now, we're building a lot of wall.
Now, the president, Roger, as you know, what is the biggest reason why that President Trump has said that he wants to build a wall for the American people?
I believe it's because it was a campaign promise he made.
I understand that. What is the reason why? Why did he say this in a campaign? Follow me now.
Safety, security, the American people, gang lords coming in, drugs into the country, human trafficking, basically to slow down crime coming in from the border.
I couldn't have even said it better. Geraldo Rivera, Juarez, Mexico. How many know where Juarez is? One of the worst areas in the world. Let's go back to 2009. Geraldo Rivera, Fox News reporter at large, that's what they call him. Here's a report of the wall between Juarez and, what is it, El Paso?
Really is a tale of two cities. On the Mexican side, Juarez, with 2,000 murders just since January 2008. On the other side of the line, El Paso, with fewer than 20 homicides during that same period. 20 homicides, 2,000 homicides. These cities are approximately the same size. That gives you an idea of the bloodshed that's going on here.
And yet they
think that what has to happen.
And they built a border wall right there. So he was on with the Democrats, Maria Scharf, former Obama official, on Martha McCallum's The Story. He says, you know, when the president, and by the way, Geraldo is not hardcore on the border. Let's be honest. He likes the president. Mm-hmm. He's different with the president. He thinks the president could do a better job on his race comments. But Geraldo is not hardcore on border wall. But listen to a couple of clips he says. He says, when the Democrats claim, wow, there really is, this is all a manufactured crisis, Geraldo says, when the president talks about how bad the element is in Mexico, he says, it's almost, in fact, and many times just as bad as what we see in the Middle East.
I think that what has to happen here is a kind of a more reasoned approach. We need a strong border to have order to protect immigrants and to prevent crime from seeping over. Juarez is one of the 20 most dangerous cities on earth. Mm. In 2009, it was more dangerous than Baghdad or Kabul, Afghanistan. I mean, these are realities. 2,000 murders compared to 20. That's a reality that no amount of spinning can change, Martha.
There you go. Here's a guy who, again, is not really that hardcore in building a wall.
Yeah, not necessarily a conservative whatsoever. And typically he is, you know, on the side of the Hispanic community. But I think he sees the level of crimes, and he's got to be honest. So this is a major problem just south of the U.S. border.
Major problem. Mark Meadows says, wait a second. Everybody, even members on my side of the aisle, he's a Republican out of North Carolina. He says, even members on my side of the aisle of this week's border agreement security funding that won't shut down the government. He says, we're all acting like this is some sort of big victory.
I don't support it, and I don't like it. I can tell you that only in Washington, D.C. can we start out with needing $25 billion for border security measures and expect applause at 1.37. I mean, only in D.C. is that a winning deal. I can tell
you. Yeah, so, I mean, in D.C. is it a winning deal. Roger, the economy is doing so well. Let's talk about the great economic numbers out there, as we do all the time. Job openings is at a record high. Must be President Obama. Get credit for that. Job openings at a record high since the highest ratings were started in 2000s. According to the survey by the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, even 35% of small business owners reported job openings. All right, got to hurry up and tell them, hey, enough. Job openings, the highest, 35%, can't even fill them in January.
Yeah, and that's really good for the economy, and it's really great news for people looking for a job, because now they don't have to take what's available out there. They can go with the best option for them, paying the best money.
By the way, the story that we also reported this week about Americans' finances, 68% believe that it's going to be much better coming up this year than it was last year. According to Gallup survey, that has only happened one other time since 1976. I don't remember what it was, during the Clinton years.
Really? Okay.
So you mean to tell me that the Trump years, where people are feeling so much, record high, people are feeling well about their personal finances, somehow President Obama has to get credit for this, Roger?
I was going to say, one of two things we're going to hear from the Democrats. Either what we're seeing in the economy is totally an illusion, it's not true, or it was all created by President Obama.
It was all a dream. All right, so there you go. But the reason why I bring up these numbers is, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, are you guys ready for this story?
Uh-huh.
7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on their payments for automobile loans. I mean, do you have a car payment? You're 90 days behind. Economists found that the total value of the automobile loans in the U.S. climbed by $9 billion just in the last quarter of 2018. In fact, according to economists and certain blogs, in 2018 marked the highest level in the 19th year history of the loan origination data. $584 billion in new auto loans and leases appearing on credit reports. That's up in nominal terms from 2017's $569 billion. According to more out there, according to the report by the Federal Reserve of the Bank of New York, There are more people now with delinquent or late loan payments, they're called troubled borrowers, than they were at the height of the 2008 financial crisis.
You know what's so...
That is astonishing.
It's so surprising to me, and I try to figure things out and analyze things, and maybe I overthink things at the same time.
Yeah, I believe
maybe,
that.
Maybe since the Trump tax cuts, people thought, you know what, I've got all this money now, I can go out and get myself a brand new car, and went out and borrowed more money than they probably could have afforded.
I'm glad you brought that up, mm-hmm. Roger, because according to the reports, mm-hmm. It started the surge since 2016.
Hmm.
So way before the Trump tax cuts took effect. So I guess if President Obama can get credit for the current mm-hmm. economy, then I guess he could get credit for the current loan delinquency as well.
Exactly. Maybe this consumer optimism we hear talked about a lot, maybe it's going to be a little bit too optimistic.
And of course, as you point out, Roger, many people are surprised. Wait a second, a great mm-hmm. economy? We got all this going on?
Mm-hmm.
The market of the total loan on automobiles valued at $1 trillion. Can you imagine if all that note came due? Housing bubble, student tuition. Can you imagine if all that came? Were we going to give forgiveness to everybody? Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 222-TALK, 222-8255. So here's a couple of questions, Roger, I'd like to ask the audience. Is President Trump going to sign the bill this week? Should he sign the bill to avert another government shutdown, or should he let the government just shut down? Some conservatives, Hannity, Ann Coulter, others, are not happy with it. I'd like to know, what is your take? What is your view? What is your opinion on the current border agreement? Also, as you know, a Senate panel in the state of Florida as of this past week says, yeah, we're open bipartisan. Well, actually, it wasn't bipartisan. It was partisan lines 5-3 in the Florida State Committee of moving forward with teachers and volunteers to arm themselves in public schools. If we're going to go down this road, now some of you will call up and say, hey, we don't need to be arming teachers. Well, if it happens, let's just say in reality world that it happens, what restrictions should be placed if we do arm volunteers, staff at a public education campus, or the teachers? How do you restrict it? I'd like to hear from you. A lot of you have a lot of opinions on that. And also, national institutions. You got national media versus local media. Do you lump them all together, fake news? You don't believe it's fake news? You think Trump's, you know, he's the enemy of the people, not the news out there? Do you believe there's a difference between your local news here in Northeast Florida than there is throughout the rest of the country, the national media? Or do you believe they're all biased? I'd like to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. One more, by the way, the clip we played, where elected leaders, according to the Hill.com, we played the clip, we'll play it again in a few moments, where elected leaders think that if you're a Republican, automatically you think that your constituency is Democrats, Republicans, Democrats think their constituency is Democrats, whatever. Where the biggest issue is, of course, the constituencies do not feel that they're getting a fair shake. In other words, their elected leader doesn't listen to them.
Mm.
Let me ask you this, and I'm going to put you on the spot. If you look at city council, school board, county commission, your congressman, congresswoman, your state rep, your state senator, tell me in your area, wherever you listen to this radio show, what individual do you think does a good enough job listening to voters? And tell me what other or an individual does not do a good enough job listening to their constituents. I'd love to hear your personal view, man. Take a whack at it at 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-295 South at Wilson Boulevard, there's a wreck this morning. 295 North in Normandy, another accident. 10 East at US 301, there's a crash. And if you're 10 East from it looks like 295 all the way down to Stockton, we're seeing backup.
Not long ago, American industry was a shadow of its former self, a casualty of a global economy. Manufacturing gradually and steadily left in search of cheaper materials and labor. Thankfully, it's coming back. But one company never left, Gravely. Gravely has been manufacturing America's best outdoor power equipment in America since 1916. Aaron's Gravely currently has over 750,000 square feet of manufacturing across three plants, employing over 1,400 men and women deep in the heartland of America, which is exactly why Tools for a Time is proud to be Jacksonville's newest Gravely preferred dealer. Come by Tools for a Time today to test drive the complete line of American-made Gravely mowers and job site vehicles. Gravely has a model to fit your every need, from the economical ZT series to the rugged Pro Stance and Industrial Strength Pro Turn Commercial Zero Turn. Every Gravely mower carries the label Made in the USA. It isn't a marketing trick, it's a badge of honor. Mark your calendars for Tools for a Time's Demo Day Sale, Saturday, March 9th, and take home American pride. Take home a Gravely.
Question: do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Plenty of rain today. Our high will be 64 degrees. This evening, the rain will clear, and overnight, the low will be 40. Right now, 57 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says he's not happy with the proposed border funding agreement. The Senate Intel Committee report says there was no Russian collusion in the 2016 election from the Trump campaign. And a bill to arm Florida teachers passes its first committee along party lines in the Florida State Senate.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, thanks so much for tuning in. Before we get to the calls at 222-TALK, Hill.com, Jane Smith says, voters and elected representatives don't seem to communicate. Voters say that they're not hearing enough from their elected officials. But then again, she says, voters need to tell more to their elected officials.
To that, right? There's certainly, you know, gerrymandering is a thing, and the sort of concentration of Democrats in cities is definitely a real phenomenon, right? But at the same time, there have been studies done recently looking at whether members of Congress can accurately guess the views of their own district, and the extent to which they are wrong is shocking. You would think that this was the most vital thing for a congressman to know. Do my constituents agree with the position I've taken on an issue, right?
And she says that's the problem with the majority of both parties. Do they feel that the elected officials are in touch with the constituents? Do they feel they have a read? So my question to you is, as she also says in that clip, that constituents do not do a good enough job communicating with their elected representatives. So here's my question to you. Whatever area you're listening in this radio show, tell me what elected leader, I don't even have to know who they are, city council, county commissioner, school board, state rep, congressman, congresswoman, tell me what elected representative do you feel that personally, and I'm going to let you guys have fun with this, you can mention names, okay, that you feel that does a good enough job, whether you're liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, they do a good enough job listening to what you have to say, or tell me those that do not do a good enough job listening to what you have to say. Want to hear from you. I don't care who you mention. Let's go down the road. Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, Ed, Roger.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, my main issue some years back was border control, border wall, whatever you want to call it, but basically controlling our borders. And that's why I think Donald Trump, I wasn't so sure about him at first. Like, a lot of people were surprised, probably including him, that he got in. I did vote for him. But I will say this, politicians, they know what we want because they campaign on that before the elections come up. And then they change. I've seen it time and time again. And I got to say, I'd probably rate him an A minus somewhere in there, not on results, but on what he's trying to do, what we hired him to do in there, whether he's able to succeed or not. He's had some successes. He's impressed me a lot, and I'm thankful for our country the way I've seen it turn since he's been in there. But I've campaigned for one person. It's been a few years now. I can't remember her name, but it's a black female Republican that was out of the military, I believe, and local here in Jackson.
Jennifer Carroll?
That sounds right. I actually campaigned for her to try to help her because she was honest, upright like that. She just basically told it like it is. Well, I like your Bernie, your Democratic guy, and I really like him a lot as well.
Yeah.
It's not so much to me about the politics. It's just honor and people doing what they say they're going to do. This is what Trump's doing.
All right. I got to get running, man. I appreciate the call. Let me break it down. Let me ask it this way. Now, this is almost a rhetorical question, but I appreciate the call, Randy. Have a good morning, my brother. This is more of a rhetorical question, but I'd still like to hear from you. If there is a top-tier issue that, let me throw it out this way. I always ask elected officials, tell me a question you get from a town hall, or you talk to voters, or let's say you're running for office. A lot of people running for Jacksonville City Council. Tell me an issue, and this could be city election, statewide, national, that as a candidate, you've knocked on the doors. And tell me an issue that voters are always bringing up that we may never report, that we may never hear about. I'll give an example. One of my friends was running for office here locally for tax collector. He says they knocked on the door. The majority of Republicans did not want it. And I'm just telling you what was said. Not by him, but people covering this. They didn't care what his position. Are you supportive of President Trump or not?
Interesting.
And if you weren't, they weren't going to vote for you.
For tax collector?
Tax collector.
That has nothing to do with the federal government.
I know that. But here's the question. So here's the rhetorical, but I'd like to hear from you. I have my own answer, but nobody cares about mine. I care about yours, all right?
That's
I care
hilarious.
About
wow.
That was a good story bump from a news guy last week. Tell me what statewide issue do you feel Republicans and or Democrats, you can lump them together, you can separate them. Tell me what issue do you feel that they do at least a decent job listening to, or tell me what issue you think, again, statewide issues, nationwide or locally, and you can break them up or break them down, that the elected representatives do not listen to. Well, that's a loaded question. It is. But there is one big issue I think that some of our education leaders, state house leaders, your county commission and leaders, school board, whatever. There's one main issue I don't think they're listening to. What issue is that? 222-TALK, 222-8255. Tell me where the issues on locally here that you think, do you think our elected leaders are doing a good enough job listening to your concerns? If so, tell me who's doing a good enough job. Tell me what issue it is. Or tell me the individual, he or she, it could be, again, any seat, city council, state rep, state senate, or school board or federal, that you believe also is doing a good enough job, but or you could sit back and say, is this individual is not doing a good enough job? I'd like to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 North at Normandy Boulevard. Look out for a crash there this morning. We are seeing backup now on traffic camps. 295 South at Atlantic Boulevard, there is a broken down car. And if you're going I-10 toward downtown, you'll begin to see backup 295 all the way down to I-95.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication, just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
A father-son team recently developed an electronic gadget for surfers and swimmers to wear in order to repel sharks. It sends out an electric signal that sharks apparently find irritating, making them swim away. Neutralizing dangerous predators is also helpful in the spiritual life. For example, causing Satan to flee when he's primed to attack. The Apostle James wrote that if we resist the devil by submitting ourselves to God, Satan is forced to flee from us. Like a shark being irritated by electrical signals, Satan hates it when our lives are fully submitted to God and fully clothed in the spiritual armor God provides. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's defense against Satan on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
We're expecting a 90% chance of rain mainly in the morning. The high will be 64. This evening, the rain will clear, then partly cloudy. Overnight, the low 40. Right now, 57 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Here's some emails from yesterday, Roger, and I always answer the emails when many of you email them to me if they're worth answering. A lot of them are. Brian says, Ed, I'm listening to your guest. He's talking about our commentator, Claire Goforth, who comes on with us routinely. He says, if I've noticed there's a common theme with other Democrats, he says they never admit their mistakes and there's always an excuse. They turn around everything into a race issue. He says, even though we've made huge strides, other parts of slavery in the world, they always want to focus on America out there. Here's one from David. He says, I'm listening to you, Roger, and Claire. You guys are the next Hannity and Combs. Take this national. If Claire is willing to take a pay cut. So I said, okay. I appreciate it out there, so.
It would be a pay raise for me, though.
Would be a pay raise for you. Here's one from Donnie. He says, she can't see clear. Oh, whatever. People are trying to be funny here. That her issue, she doesn't see right. Here's one from Max. Ed, when Claire argues every point using the law of relativity, what if moral imperatives to dispute a view of everyone she promotes division? What is this? A guy, a lawyer out here? What's all this lawyer language? So they I don't know. Some of you guys just get to the point, make the I love reading your emails, but you got to get to the point. Somebody emailed me about the blackface. He says, does this mean Neil Diamond is a racist for wearing a blackface in the movie The Jazz Singer? Well, first off, I'm not a Neil Diamond fan, and I never saw The Jazz Singer.
Yeah, never heard of the movie.
Heck, I didn't even saw Purple Rain.
You didn't?
Well, I think I saw a little bit. Just, you know, Prince. Come on, man. It's no, you know, nobody's blowing up anything like a Schwarzenegger movie. So anyway, 7 a.m. hour coming up next. I didn't even see 8 Miles at Eminem. Why would I go see Purple Rain? For 59 minutes after the hour, talk radio, WBOB.